The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Our number two, a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, all proudly brought to you by BetMGM. It's Gil Alexander. And because it's Thursday, hour number two, that means it's unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger, sans intro today because I can't hear it in my ear. Technical issue. But we got Billy here nonetheless, intro or not. How you doing, man?
Hey, good. Back from a little trip, the East Coast. And yeah, things are well. We got preseason football a couple weeks, and here we are already at the NFL.
We missed you at Bet Bash.
Yeah.
I just want to say
didn't
that.
Didn't make it this year.
I know.
You guys had a great time, though. It looks like it really went well.
It was great.
Good.
I think you'd enjoy it tremendously.
Yeah.
I really
did. The Hall of Fame thing had to be great. I'm really sorry I missed that.
So I had too many people in town. My brother was here. My girlfriend was here. My cousin's son. I didn't get to go to the Hall of Fame thing. And I'm super regretful about it.
That's hard to believe.
Well, because there's so... it was everybody at the same time.
Oh, okay.
So, you know... It had to be, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Right. By the time Saturday was done, everybody was gone anyway. Right. So it's one of those things.
Oh, okay.
But it was, listen, I do want to emphasize this about the Hall of Fame too, even having not been there. First of all, shout out to Spanky again for just an amazing conference. The networking event of it alone is just tremendous. But I've said this many times on the show, Chrissy is here every week.
Right.
And I don't ever, you know, he's my buddy, he's my friend. I don't ever want to take for granted. Like, I don't ever want to look back on these days and say that I didn't appreciate the fact that not only, you know, first of all, him, because he's here every week. And by the way, he's a Hall of Famer. He will be, even if he's not already sure. In the first class. And the fact that, you know, Roxy has been on this show so many times. Roxy Roxborough, the founder of Las Vegas Consultants, the best dressed man in any sports book. All these guys, right? Like, who are just legends who still live.
Yeah.
Who still live. And, you know, we're all getting older. We're all not going to be here forever. So I just want to, again, appreciate Vinny, who was doing an introduction. Vinny, who's here all the time. It's just Jimmy Vaccaro, who mills about here at the Southwood, right? Who was a Hall of Fame inductee as well, who obviously has been on this network for...
And Scotty Shetler went in?
Scotty Shetler, I believe, went in.
If anyone ever knows these, if you can read these old Gaming Today articles that Scotty wrote, they were unbelievable of the who's who of the, you know, the eclectic mix of people he used to get over at the Stardust and his great stories. And I've written to him back and forth many times. I love his stuff. So he's definitely deserving of it. And they had I heard that Lefty's daughter was unbelievable that she made it there. Lefty Rosenthal, his daughter. And she was sitting with some guys talking. And she just, you know, moseyed on and down and just sat at a table with a bunch of guys and just told some great stories. And that had to be special.
Was Scotty one of the inductees? Scotty Shetler, I believe he was, right? Scotty Shetler?
Yeah, yes, he was. Yeah.
So my interaction with him was... because Alan Boston used to talk about Scotty all the time at the Stardust, and somehow I think he put me in contact with Scotty, and I called him, and I want to say he's in Minnesota. Don't hold me to that.
Okay.
But he could not have been nicer, right? Like, he was like he felt like your sweet grandfather, right? Who talked very nicely. He offered to come on the show. Like, he sent me his book. He told me all these stories. Like, he told me some story about this old, this is random, but this old Skins running back who was the NFC rookie of the year in the 70s, Mike Thomas.
Wow. Okay.
I don't know if you know this story. Nope. He was working in a book after his playing career, because those guys didn't get paid that much back in the day, but he's working in some capacity in a casino, and Mike Thomas got the idea to steal some money from the casino one day.
Oh, wow.
And it was a whole story about that and how, I think if you Google it, you can find the story, but basically how they were all rooting for Mike Thomas to get away with
now,
it.
Now, was he working in the casino?
Yeah, I think he was working at the casino.
He wasn't behind the desk, right? At
no,
the sports book.
No, okay. I think he was.
There's a couple stories about guys like that.
I think it was more of a cage thing where he figured out, I can have this bag.
Why isn't we root for the bad guys when stuff like that? Me too. Yeah. I'm all for them. Yeah. They have insurance, I say. Oh, yeah.
but that's the, we are privileged to be around these guys. You
was
know
his
I mean?
Book, We Were Wise Guys and Didn't Know It?
Correct. That I believe that's it.
How come I didn't get that book? My God. We Were Wise Guys Once and Didn't Know It. Something like that. And just those excerpts you can get from the book and some of the things he wrote in his articles. Yep. Unbelievable about, you know, listen, I like to consider myself an old school guy. I love the old school stories. My friends are all older than me. I really rarely have any friends that are older than me. I love the old stories and just, you know, he's a legendary guy and he deserves the recognition.
100%. We have video from the Hall of Fame. What is this precisely, Brian? Do we know exactly? Want to set it up? You don't.
Oh yeah. So no. So we just have a video just showing you what it looks like. Oh,
okay.
Since you haven't seen it.
Roll
so
this
is what it looks like over at Circa.
This is Circa, obviously. There is the Sports Gambling Hall of Fame now, forever entrenched there, by the sports book. How about that? It's a beautiful thing. Look at that. They went all out.
Isn't that cool?
As always, everything Derek Stevens does has the perfect touch to it.
Got
to
give it to Derek Stevens.
Yeah. There's Jimmy's plaque. Billy Walters.
Space. Yeah.
Billy Walters, of course. You know, the Babe Ruth of it. Frank Rosenthal, Lefty Rosenthal, of course. Bob Martin was inducted. Chrissy was kind enough to come on this show. His uncle Jackie Gaughan, his uncle Jack Franzi was inducted. Michael Gaughan accepted on the behalf of his father, Jackie Gaughan.
Yep.
So South Point was well represented. So it's just awesome to have that. And this was really sort of, and I don't want to speak for Spanky, so if I'm saying anything wrong, he'll tell me. But this was kind of a reaction to another Hall of Fame that exists on the East Coast, which is way too corporate skewed.
Oh, definitely.
You know the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, they put anyone in there. Anyone can go in there.
Anybody. They'll just let anybody.
Joe the Bookmaker from 28th and Bensonhurst.
I think he's in that hall. Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, it might be good if he was in that, but that was much more corporate. Yeah. So this is the real true one. And again, this is like the Ty Cobb, Walter Big Train Johnson class.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. Fantastic. So I was back east and I was in Atlantic City. And I had to go for there was a big event that was being held, and I felt I should make an appearance at my family's event. So I went there, and I had to walk the boardwalk. My cousins came in, and they live in North Jersey, where I'm originally from, that area. I grew up in that area. And so they came down to Atlantic City, and we took a walk from almost one end to the other end of the boardwalk, which I haven't done in years. I actually put a video up on Twitter of a place that's been in the boardwalk for 60 years, package goods, which you can't get package goods anywhere on the boardwalk. They have a grandfathered rule. And they have great food, by the way. So we took a walk down the whole boardwalk. I can't believe it's true. I have someone that lives there. He told me the same thing. It's just so much worse. It's so much worse since the pandemic. And how can AC get worse? Well, I'll tell you how. It was real bad, but then it cleaned up.
Yeah.
It was on its way to recovering. AC, the lights on, AC, do AC. It was recovering. It was actually on its way back before the pandemic, and it is so bad. It's out of control. Out of control. It feels dangerous walking the boardwalk in the daytime. It's hard to believe. But, you know, you just have to have street smarts and common sense and keep your eyes on a swing, your head on a swivel, like you like to say sometimes. And but it's a shame what's gone on there with the politician. You have so many of the mayors, and now you have so many of the casinos. It's that old line from, I think it was the Bronx Tale, right? Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Nobody cares. They just don't care. The policing is not what it should be. There's people running rampant around the. There's so much. And listen, Atlantic City is in a long list of towns that are having problems like this. San Francisco, Chicago. I can go on and on and on. But I hate to see it like that. And it's just the casinos have never invested anything back like they were supposed to. When Governor Brendan Burns stood on the boardwalk in the late 70s and said, they're going to put money back, they're going to revitalize the town and this and that. It's been all about the bucks. They've put nothing back. You can go. They say it, and it's true. Now, I'm talking about the boardwalk. Imagine walking two city blocks. So right out, actually, it's one city block. Right out front, you can walk right out front of where the, there's outlets there, the AC Walk or wherever it's outlets. Literally, and you can go down Atlantic Avenue, and I'll tell you what. If you're not out there strapped, you're an underdog. It's that bad. I mean, there's a chicken place there that's a great chicken. I can't think of the name of the place right now, but and they charge you to get into the door. There's thugs at the door charging you to get in to the, and the chicken place don't, they won't do anything. Popeye's chicken. They won't do anything. They'll okay. You guys handle it. You guys, you know, run the neighborhood. Jeez. That's a shame. They had to put a police car outside the place with the lights going 24/7, even though there's no one in the police car, just to try to help it a little
bit.
This is the
question that comes to mind, but do you believe it will ever be a spot that people will gravitate towards in droves?
As long as there's these greedy politicians, greedy corporations, and you know what? Maybe it's not even the casino's fault. Maybe it's just that they don't enforce they don't put the money in the right places, because it's going nowhere right now. I'll tell you that much. And I hate to talk about that because I actually love Atlantic City. There's some great old, you know, restaurants and seafood places. Two towns away is Margate, New Jersey. It's unbelievable. Ocean City, New Jersey, three towns away. Unbelievable. It's like walking into the 70s. It's a dry town. It's great. Ocean City's unbelievable. So to have this only a few short towns away and they just to see what I see there, and it's sad. It's a sad state. Trust me, I used to go back all the time. I don't go back as much anymore.
Borgata's still the gem of the place.
I like Ocean Casino too. When
I was in Ocean, though, yeah. I remarked it was like you could almost picture the tumbleweed going through. Like, it's beautiful.
Yeah,
but it just wasn't enough in there.
It's busy now.
Oh, it is.
Yes.
Okay.
They put the right marketing team in there from Borgata, by the way.
Okay.
It's happening.
So
it's
there's happening some spots. Place. Some spot. Bill's love letter to Atlantic City, everybody. We'll come back. More Unscripted with the Crack Man, Bill Krakenberger, on A Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The Sports Betting Network.
Legendary sports bettor Billy Walters sat down with Brent Musburger for an exclusive interview, and the only place to see it is right here at VSiN. Billy reveals his systems for betting the NFL, shares some unbelievable betting stories, and gives the details on Phil Mickelson's gambling, including trying to bet on an event he was playing in. Check out the interview Tuesday, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, exclusively right here at VSiN, the Vegas Stats and Information Network. It's Gil Alexander, Unscripted with the Crackman, Bill Krakenberger. You can follow him on Twitter at Bill Krakman with a K. You have any interactions ever with Billy back in the day? I know you did, right?
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm friends with Billy. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Good guy.
Good guy.
Yeah. In my eyes, I know a lot of people have reasons not to, you know, I know what a generous man he is. I know what and I'll say that with a capital G. He's a generous guy. He's been very good to a lot of people. Stories you don't hear sometimes. You know, we just hear, oh my God, he put the wrong side of a game out. Like, you know, he's our man, and this and that, you know. Is that going to be a live interview? Is that the one that was done already?
It's done already. It's not going to be a live interview.
But no, so is that the one that everyone's seen? He was with him.
Oh, no.
This is the second one.
This is a brand new interview.
Oh, awesome. Tuesday. Yes, yes. So that's going to be Tuesday at 2 p.m. August 22nd, and now you can on VSiN
on VSiN 2 nice. p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific.
The next day his book comes out.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So it's with the book release, but this is he sat down with Brent, and you know he did an interview at Bet Bash with Spanky.
Yep.
This one with Brent gets into the Phil Mickelson stuff.
Okay.
In a way that he didn't necessarily at Bet Bash.
Right.
So, it's going to be interesting. You know, a lot of people were wowed by some of the Phil Mickelson headlines. I came on here and I said, I'm not that wowed by some of the numbers. Like, people are like, oh my God, he bet $1 billion over decades, or he bet, you know, $331 million over 5 year span. That's not win or loss. That's what he bet. For a guy of Phil Mickelson's net worth, it's actually not that much money to bet.
Yeah, you don't realize how much you bet every day and every weekend and every, you know. I find that the whole subject matter pretty interesting, how some people are coming out to defend. People love Phil.
They do.
But like someone like myself that knows particular caddies and stuff on tour, I know a lot of things about Phil. And listen, one of the greatest golfers of all time, we know that. But there's these kind of stories, and sometimes you don't want to be dragged through the mud either way. I understand. But, you know, Billy is, you know, very, very hurt by a couple things.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was away, and you could see now that it came out, and I knew about it, but I wasn't really going to talk about it anywhere. It came out now, and he talked about it now. His you know, daughter committed suicide.
Billy's
when he was away.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things he missed in those 3+ years that he was away. So, I you know, yesterday a big media source, I'm not going to say who it was, big giant media source came out and was mad at Billy and saying like he shouldn't have used those, you know, Phil Mickelson to sell books. Well, listen, trust me, he's not using it to sell books. He's just being factual in a book that he's talking about his experience and what happened with him. He wasn't using it, you know, he just... It is all different parts of the book. That's just, you know, one.
You're talking about Mad Dog. You can say it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I go on his show. I like Chris.
Yeah.
I actually know him. I like him.
He just happens to be wrong about this.
Yeah. I like Chris. I'll tell you. Yeah. Since you mentioned it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been on the network many times. I actually like those guys. And he's a fun guy to be around. He's just a, you know, and I've been in the studios back when Mike and the Mad Dog were together down in New York at WFAN. You know, they're actually really good guys. Chris Russo's a good guy.
The greatest sports talk radio combination there ever was.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. So anyway, yeah, he came out yesterday and said some, you know, he shouldn't. But you have to read the book. You have to know the situation. You have to be in the pulse of what's going on in the industry. You know, for the grand scheme of things, we're just light. This is a light, little tiny story compared to other things in life, but it is something that happened, and Billy felt that that's the way he should explain it. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm starting back on Fox Sports Radio this weekend.
Nice.
And I actually am going to text Billy and see if he'd like to come on one of these weeks. And you know,
what time of day? Where can people hear?
7 to 10 a.m. Fox Sports Radio on 512 networks nationwide. On Sirius Satellite Radio. So, it should be fun. It's one day a week, Sundays, just one day a week, which I had, you know, let me tell you, I don't know how you guys, I'll tell you about you, how do you guys do 5 days a week? How do you come up with subject matter, guests, and it's tough. I'm doing it with Jeff Schwartz, NFL veteran Jeff Schwartz.
Just texting with Jeff yesterday, yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool. Good guy.
Yep, Jeff Schwartz, and also Brian Ngo. So, yeah, so it should be fun. It should be a fun time.
Speaking of getting, so you said you want to get Billy on your show. I mentioned this to you the other day. So, O's, your buddy, O's Perlman.
Yeah.
Was on Hard Knocks.
I seen it.
We had him on this show. Yep. This was not through you. We had him on the show. Kelly got him to come on the show last year. And it was mind-numbing.
It's unbelievable. I've watched it a few times.
Sorcery.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
How did he get Dan Marley?
How did that happen?
You know, it's funny. You don't know this. So I've looked. I watched it over again.
Yeah.
Just to see how you were writing it down. I tried to see everything.
How he could figure it out.
Yes. Because I don't know. You know, there's tricks to everything.
Of course. There's
a trick to everything. No magic. I mean,
but are you one of these people? So I always say this. I go, you know, I consider myself to be a fairly intelligent human being.
Sure.
But like, there is definitely a side of my brain that cannot figure that kind of stuff out.
I can't. But I'm amused by it, by the way. I love it.
Oh, I love it.
I love stuff like that.
Me too.
I do.
I could watch it for hours.
I do.
But he, again, last year he came on the show. Not only did he pick that I guessed, you know, that I thought about the Eight of Clubs and was sitting on the Eight of Clubs, but he told me to think of someone I had never thought of before or never even mentioned on the show, an athlete in a sport. He immediately went basketball. He says, probably someone who's not playing now, Thunder Dan Marley of the Phoenix Suns. Now, as I said earlier on the show, I don't know if he guessed it or if somehow he made my brain come up with it.
You know, I have a very smart friend that says that.
Yeah.
He says he'll direct you with he's very, very intelligent. He knows about this guy too. And he said,
the other thing is he couldn't crack Kelly's brain.
You see how he skipped? It's Kelly.
Yeah.
He was going to do something with him and he didn't.
He backed away.
Same thing when he came on our podcast. He couldn't do something.
But old Gil here, he was like, oh, I'll get this guy. He's like, I can read this guy. No problem.
Yeah,
Californians are easy.
Yeah, Gil, no, I have his cell phone number, too. So,
yeah.
We'll text him.
So, let's see if he'll come back on.
Yeah.
Let's get him.
Hey, by the way, the Hard Knocks.
Oh.
He did a great thing on it. If anyone did, let's start with the Hard Knocks whole series.
Mm-hmm.
Hard Knocks is so good.
Okay, I talked about this earlier.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
I missed it.
Because,
damn it.
So my thing with Hard Knocks was, first of all, O's was the star.
Yeah.
O's the mentalist.
Yeah.
I don't like the show.
I don't think you like Rodgers.
No. He, by the way, Rodgers comes off great on this show.
Okay, good.
Like you know.
You like him or don't like him. That's why.
Well, the thing is, he seems to be not the greatest guy in the world, but on this show, he comes off great. Yeah. He's like super likable.
Yeah.
So you never know. But he's got problems with his family, so it makes you wonder. If you have problems with the rest of your family, yeah. it's a different dynamic. So I just think the show's not as, and I've said this for a couple seasons now, maybe even three, and maybe this was part of the pandemic shifted it or whatever, but they don't, the thing I seized on is that they don't let you see guys get cut this year.
Oh, okay.
And there was a certain fascination that I had with that because I was always amazed at how well those players took it.
Yeah.
And without that dynamic, you know, it's like, oh, look, another training camp fight. Oh, big deal.
Right.
Oh, look, the defense is playing better than the offense. Right. Like,
so like call them in and say, hey, we're going to have to cut you this year. We can only dress so many.
I love
old Rudy lines or like the Rudy movie or Moneyball or something like that. So that part of it when they actually cut the players.
I think it cuts, and I'm not trying to be cruel about it. I think it cuts to the human condition, right? Where it's like, how are each of these guys going to take this?
Yeah.
At such a young age, like some are, I mean, super mature about it, or maybe they're just numb.
Yeah.
And then every once in a while, every few years, they would have a guy who was like, no, this is BS. I want to know why you cut me.
Because
this is nonsense. I should be on this team. You tell me why.
Wow.
And he would like hold him to the fire.
That's funny because I actually liked it. I thought it was good. I think the series, when it was Detroit Lions, I thought it was really good.
Yeah. The best year to me by far was the Cleveland Browns year.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Hugh Jackson, Mark Trestman, Baker Mayfield.
Now, I'll tell you, we talk about it being having its highs and lows, but yet I'm going to go back to something I said last year about our eyes playing tricks on us.
Mm-hmm.
Our eyes play tricks on us every week for the following week. And exactly the same thing with Hard Knocks. People are coming out of this saying, wow, Rodgers, the Jets are going to be good this year. Oh, God, I gotta bet them to win the division,
yes.
the conference, the playoffs. This is take a shot with the Super Bowl.
Can I bet them to win the World Series too?
It's amazing. Right. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yes.
Our eyes play tricks on us. Trust me.
Oh.
It's going on in every other training camp. Exactly what's going on in that camp. Just as there's no cameras there to film it. So just remember that before you rush out to bet. Listen, I'm on the Jets under. I bet it here. I text Chris.
They're first.
Say, Chris, you had the best line on the season wins under here. Can I bet a bunch of money on it? And he said, come on down and bet. Yeah. And so they have to win 11 games to beat me.
A brutal first six games of the season for the New York Jets. They can get through that 3-3. They'll take it right now, even though they won't admit to it. Truth serum. Give them the 3-3. They'll be super happy with it. More with the Crackman, including which contests he's going to play this year. How many entries? What's he doing? Numbers Game, VEASAN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VEASAN, the Sports Betting Network.
It is football season, and bettors know that this is when the money is made. Nobody knows football like VEASAN, and now's the time to become a VEASAN subscriber. Get our comprehensive college and NFL guides. Only VEASAN subscribers get all the tools to prep for the college and pro football seasons. Our experts provide profiles of every team with advanced stats and power ratings, plus best bets on season win totals, division finishes, and player awards. Sign up today for $199, and you'll receive both guides and full VEASAN access all the way through the Super Bowl, or join us for $19 for your first month and see everything that VEASAN has to up your betting game. Go to VEASAN.com/subscribe for all your options and become part of the Sports Betting Network. It's Gil Alexander, Bill Krakenberger, kind enough to hang with us. Maybe he'll get O's on the show for us again. Maybe not. We'll see. Would love to. How far back do you and O's go, by the way? O's Perlman?
No, just
no.
Yeah, recently. A couple of years.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I still have more to say about Atlantic City. I'm sorry.
Please, go ahead.
Just one more thing.
Yes, sir. Wait a minute. The love letter continues. Yes.
Listen, I'll tell you, it's not all baseball, apple pie, and rainbows over there. So let me just tell you though, I seen something I really didn't like, and maybe gaming law is gaming law, but there has to be some kind of common sense involved in this in Atlantic City. So I have a friend. And their child is autistic, severely autistic. And they were in Atlantic City. There was like six people in Atlantic City, so I didn't really follow everyone. I knew that her son was in Atlantic City, and just a sweet kid. He's 20 years old, just a sweet, good kid. He calls me Uncle Billy. Just a sweet kid. And just so happens that I'm not around them, and I get a phone call. Bill, I'm in some trouble. Can you please come over to such and such casino? And I said, yeah, sure. What's wrong? She goes, please come over. And I was like, wow, how can they be in trouble? They don't gamble. They don't do anything illegal, anything wrong. They're regular, hardworking people. Just so happens her son, they had him on the casino floor, and they sat him down next to him at one of those big two-seat slot machines as he was playing. And he hit the bit, she hit the game, he hit the game. And they don't even know any better. They live in Florida where the gambling age is 18 to go into the bingo halls and the racetracks and the poker rooms. And security came over and asked for an ID. He doesn't even have an ID. He's severely autistic. He didn't have that. And they were holding him until he had his ID.
Like physically holding?
Physically saying that you can't go nowhere.
Oh.
And as I get there, he has an autistic fit. Arms wailing in the air. He's just going, because now... He's very intelligent,
sure,
because he hears what they say. You know, he has Asperger's. He has a lot of things, but he knows what people say. And the way the security guards and the supervisor was speaking down to him, Gil, I can't believe I didn't get arrested.
Oh,
what I said came out of my mouth.
Yeah,
I haven't talked to no one like that in years. I went nuts.
But good for you, though.
I went nuts. This kid's an autistic kid. You want to wait for his ID, and you won't even believe what happened. They were waiting for a gaming agent to come over to give them a fine.
Ugh.
Well, the real thing is she was too honest with them. I hate to say that. We always want to be honest.
Yeah.
She was too honest with them. What you should say, well, I don't want to give that advice out to say, but just say nothing. Hey, I don't have an ID. Okay, you have to leave. That's the rule. You say, I don't have an ID, and you have to leave. I've been going to Atlantic City since I'm 15. So, you know, put me in gambling jail. So, literally, she said he's 20. And he said, well, he can't gamble at 20 years old. It's 21. You know, just really, not only that, she put a $10 bill, in the machine. She had $12 and they confiscated the voucher, which is fine.
God, yeah.
Well, here's what happened. She cashed the voucher in. And she's like, oh, well, all right, let's just leave. Come on, kid. And now they demanded the $12. So I said, give them the $12, please. Give them the 12 bucks, whatever it is. It could have been 1,000. Give them the money, whatever it is. Now wrote out a fine where they have to come back in the next month to go to court. $500 minimum fine for this. And I said, listen, there's people getting mugged right outside your building.
Yeah.
There's hustlers and fleas all over your casino. I could show you the whole, I could videotape these right now, what's going on. People are robbing old ladies here. You're worried about an autistic kid that's on a machine. Oh, it's gaming law. I mean, and maybe it is. And maybe I've gone too far by talking about this like this.
No, you haven't. This is an infuriating story.
I was furious about what happened. So now I grab one of the executives that I know, and everyone's afraid to make a decision. That's something in casinos, you'll see. Mm. More than corporate America, everyone's scared to death to make a decision. Ask someone a question in a casino. They run and pass it along. There's guys that are making six figures a year, including the guy I asked, and just every day they give the sign of the cross when they go in and say, please don't let me make a decision today. Let no one ask a question today that I can get fired for my hubris, for me people thinking I know more than I do at my job just because I knew somebody at my job. I mean, there's a CEO of a casino. There was a guy who was the head of the casino in Atlantic City. I wouldn't trust him to take my dog for a walk. And this guy's running the whole place.
How many different people did you try to suggest to them, like, this is a big mistake. Stop this. How many different people?
I did. I told the security guards. I told the supervisor. I told the supervisor's supervisor. And so there was four there.
And they were all just robots.
And now I know big executives in the casino. Yeah. So now I go to one of the big executives. I use a little bit of juice here. And he said, Bill, I'm going to get back to you. This sounds terrible. And he never got back to me.
Never got back.
Because they're scared. They don't want to be involved in something that can ruin their job.
And the more that it continues, then the more they have to remain entrenched in their ridiculous position.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. Now, listen, like I said, I could have went too far. Maybe it is illegal and it's gaming law that it's illegal. You have to be 21. And if you admit you're not 21, they have to detain you.
Yeah.
This is a severely autistic kid. He just had an autistic fit in front of me. When I got there, I had to put my arms around him. And I had to tell him to calm down. I said, don't worry, Roy. Don't worry. This is nothing. This is nothing. He's yelling to his mother, Mommy, I love you. Mommy, I love you. It was sad. This was unbelievable that this happened in Atlantic City, the bucket of blood sewer gutter pit of the East Coast. This is going on. So I have to say it. And don't worry, if it doesn't come out on this show, if it's not handled the right way, I will make it the bane of my existence.
I love it.
To bury this casino.
Love it.
So
good for you. That is an infuriating story. How much of this is, you know, we say this about other walks of life too. Anybody who has any sliver of power, right? If you give them an inch of power, whatever the job is, they'll take a yard, right?
Oh,
this is that, but in the context of gaming laws.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like, have some humanity, have some ability to think like a human within this context. And they don't. This has nothing to do with this, but you know, like the people, you just got me triggered on this.
Sure.
You know, the people who have the job at the airports to keep the, when you're picking up somebody at the airport,
yeah,
that they tell you to move along.
Yeah, there's something.
They're the greatest example of what I'm talking.
Number one example.
It's like, bro, that's my 80-year-old mom who is, you see her right there.
You see her walking.
She is walking to the car. By the way, I probably should have like met her at the terminal. That's a whole other story. But you know, she, just want to throw that in there. Perhaps, there's some blame to go around.
Hey, parking's expensive, man.
But I was like, hey, she is walking here very slow. Can you just let her get, no, you got to move it along. Are you kidding me?
Amazing. Amazing.
Bro, that's my mom.
That's unbelievable. I tell him, call a cop. You want to get paid now? Here you go. A couple hundred?
Now, he is not subject to gaming laws, by the way. That's a whole different story. At least in your case, they can say, well, sorry, we're hamstrung. We got these gaming laws. Still sucks. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Have some humanity.
But I just know they could have. The thing is to throw. I know that I checked into the rule. I knew it already, though.
Yeah.
You don't have an ID. Oh, you got to leave then. If you don't have an ID, you got to leave. But she didn't know any better. She said he's 20. He's 20 years old. And that was it. When 20 years old, they wanted to put cuffs on the kid. Cuffs. Autistic, severely old, not even just autistic, where sometimes you don't know by looking at the person or hearing them talk. This person, you knew, you know, he's autistic, you know. And,
yeah.
And then when his arms were wailing in the air, it gives me goosebumps. It gets me choked up thinking about this poor kid.
That's about as infuriating a story.
And yelling, I love you, mommy. And I just was like, oh my God, I can't believe this is going on. And I lost it. I lost it there. I lost it on those people. I absolutely lost it on them. A little bit of power, and they're just guys that you could just tell, like, oh God, I guess we could drop it now. I don't want to go on.
No,
people are already texting me about this story, so it must resonate somehow
in
other people, or just in general, you know. Amazing though. It's to see that kind of thing in front of me, it puts me in check too of how that girl's life must be. With that severely autistic kid, you know, it's just, God, it's just so tough. And to have something like that, and then to tell her she has to come back. You have to come back here in 30 days and go to court in Atlantic City. She lives in Florida. Give me a break.
One of my favorite shows on TV, didn't plan on ever mentioning this on this show, but since you bring it up, one of my favorite shows is on Netflix. Brian, I don't know if you've ever seen this. It's called Love on the Spectrum, and it is about autistic folks all over the world. I think Australia, it's largely based in Australia, looking for love.
Wow.
And it is the sweetest, most endearing, life-affirming show you could ever watch, because they are so present, right? They're so smart, and they just want what every human wants, and it's with such a layer of innocence.
What's the name again?
Love on the Spectrum.
You're gonna see it. Here we are trying to beat lines by.
You should tell those people at the casino to watch Love on the Spectrum.
Yeah, they should tell them to watch it. Yeah,
you absolutely should. More with the Crack Man. We'll wrap things up with Bill Krakenberg right here on A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashing the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like bonus bets and bet insurance tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. Sign up with BetMGM or log in today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. New and existing customer offer. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire in 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Gambler. It's Gil Alexander, Brian Ortega in for Wyatt Tomczak, who's in for Kelly Bidlin this week, and Bill Krakenberger here in studio on Scripted. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback. This is from Podiatron. Hey, it's your buddy Podiatron, PJ. He said, Godspeed, Kelly, lay off the eggnog. A lot of sympathy out there for Kelly. Kelly's vine is not the appendix. He's going to be okay. He'll be back on Monday. This is from Rula saying the Mukova bet is now up to, in some places, minus 130. Here we go again with the CLV. Oh, boy. CLV store. Elvis Toast Patterson. Wow, Gilly, Crackman nailed it with Atlantic City. The Borgata is beautiful, but it's way off the boardwalk. Crack is right. You go a block off the boardwalk. Beware. This is from DQ Mike from Buffalo. He says, usually, I drive to AC 3 to 5 times a year. Ever since the closed Nero's on the third floor of Caesars, we haven't gone back.
Nothing, they did close Nero's. He's like right, Nero. Right by the 7-star lounge. He's correct.
Ryan Hyatt. In the open with Bill Krakenberger today, Gil nails it. These are the good old days. Talking about the bookmakers of really betting lore. These are the good old days, and we always need to take a step back and appreciate what we're fortunate enough to be a part of in our lives. Well done. Thank you, Ryan. Really do. We do need to take a pause and realize it's not going to be forever. And so what a privilege to be around the Roxy Roxboroughs of the world for sure in this day and age. Rich Coppero. Gil, I had a deep fried Oreo on the Rehoboth Beach boardwalk last Sunday. Rehoboth Beach is thriving and better than I remember from my youth. Oh yeah. The O's game I saw was good too. Rehoboth Beach, which is part of the Ocean City Rehoboth Bethany stretch in Maryland and Delaware. I guess Dewey Beach is in there as well for those in the mid-Atlantic. That is a stretch of beaches that, let's just say, weren't the prettiest places in the world.
I thought you were going to say the opposite of that. Okay,
well, they are now. They are now. But it was never as bad as AC.
Okay.
No, don't get me wrong.
Okay.
Never as bad as AC. But it was not like the, it's let's put it this way. It's not the French, this is the south of France. Let's put it that way. Never was that.
Right.
Primetime at primetime_bets. Bill Krakenberger, as the father of an autistic child, thank you for getting involved and helping that child. I met you a year or so ago at Oceans, and I'm glad I got to give you a fist bump. You're a good man.
Oh, thanks. He's a good guy. There's a couple good ones in there, and as a father, too. Did you see the one Scott? He tagged both of us.
I did not see Scott's. What do you got on Scott?
New York mess. Bill, can I read it real quick?
Yeah, please.
Great piece with Gil. I have a son who is on the autistic spectrum and has had altercations with learning professionals. They have accused him of violent behavior because they do not understand these individuals. So,
He goes on to say, now I have it. My son, now 16, is 6 feet and 300 pounds, a mountain of a young man. He has a problem with connotation. Because of his size, they automatically assume he would be aggressive. He had missed out on several school activities due to this, and it is something I cannot give him. And one last one. This is from 3Jack, H3131, who says, frustrating to hear Bill's story. Unfortunately, it's a lot of corporate America, underqualified puppets who are the brother-in-law / son / second cousin, twice removed of somebody who actually did make it, collecting paychecks while they suck at their job.
Oh, yeah. And another one just came out. Danny Moody, I have an 11-year-old autistic daughter. I just want to say thank you. I've almost been in a few fights myself because of some insensitive people. And we're in a big time right now of insensitive people. I'll tell you that much. So to all these people and the ones we missed too here, we really feel for you guys. And thank you for responding to us. That wasn't the purpose, just telling a story here. And don't worry, if this is not resolved to what I feel is the right decision, even though this casino gives me a hell of a lot of money, they give me a lot of money, they give me bonuses, they have great machines for me, I have no problem never going there again, but throwing them under the bus. So we will be doing that here shortly if it's not handled the right way. And that goes out to Rich Copra, asked about that. So
in our last 5 minutes, and there's no artful way to segue from that, and it's not nearly as important in the scheme of life. We understand that. But I did tease about your intentions with contests this year.
Yeah.
And I'm curious what you landed on finally.
Yeah, you know, under my name, I did not sign up for anything yet. And I say that because, you know, they're filming a reality show downtown and they asked me to get involved in it. So I'm sure that's going to come out anyway.
Oh, I think I'm going to be in that too.
Good. Yeah. I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we may have to, you know, it's funny, Gil, if you guys noticed last time I was in studio, Gil was like, I don't like anyone to go partners with me or something like that. And meanwhile, I was going to ask him on the show if you want to share some entries. And I never got to even tell you that. I was like,
man,
you know, I was just about to say that because, but now listen, I'll ask again and I'll ask in an ethical manner.
Okay.
Gil, do you think it's a bad thing if I take three entries under your name? Like, in other words, you take three, you have so many entries. I take a piece of yours. Let's put it this way. I'm just getting confused here. I take a piece of yours. You take a piece of mine. I take a piece of some real sharp guys. They take a piece of mine. And that's how we share in the contest. And kind of, listen, we're way giant underdogs to even win a prize on any kind of a prize in any contest.
You're still paying for it, right?
Yeah. But it lowers our risk and variance, so we want to take a little piece of. But I remember when this contest first came about, I mentioned I had like, there was a 6-entry max and I had pieces of like 30 and people went crazy.
People lost their mind.
What do you mean you have 30? I said, no, I don't have 30. I have pieces of that. What's the big deal? Like, I don't see a big deal in it. But unless they think I have some kind of mathematical edge, which is not the case. I mean, it's just I like to use the smartest guys in the world. I go by them in every single thing I do with gambling and betting. So, and by the way, we've done this over the past 3, 4, whatever, 5 years. I've never won a piece of anything.
Never sniffed it.
Yeah, I got a piece of somebody else's. I shouldn't say that. But anyway, I'm planning to have the full maximum entries. For sure. And, you know, now that I look at these contests right now, where they are compared to, you know, we're 3 weeks away here, we're a month, I guess a little less than a month away. I think they're ahead of schedule. I think they're probably going to get to their numbers.
Circa is, yeah.
Yeah, Circa.
Are you going to do any of the DraftKings ones outside of the state?
You know, I read the rules on that.
Yeah.
And I actually heard your show with someone.
James Salinas.
Salinas.
He's only doing them.
That's probably the value. He's right. But how can we do it living in the... I can't do it living here.
No.
You have to put the picks in. I want to live... Imagine their home headquarters are, you know, 4 miles from here where every decision is made.
Yeah.
You know, not every, but most of them.
That's right.
Right down the street here. But yet I can't bet with that. I can't do their contest.
Have you been to the new Uncommons there by the Durango Casino there where the DraftKings office is?
I drove by it.
Oh, man.
It's unbelievable.
Food court over there is fantastic.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Oh, wow. No, I drove by. I was like, wow, look at the size of this place. But
yeah, Salinas lives in Colorado. So,
okay, he lives in Colorado. Yeah, like I'm not going to be back and forth, and I'm sure I'm not going to be welcomed back in Atlantic City here for a while. I'm not going to be back and forth.
The new mayor of Atlantic City, everybody.
Yeah.
Bill Graham.
Yeah, yeah. He's on Twitter, by the way, the mayor, if you want to add anything to him. So just to let you know, though, I would love to do it. I think it's great value, that contest. And now there's going to be, I heard now BetMGM is going to have these kind of pools too on their apps.
Oh, really?
Now, we have BetMGM here, so
it's BetMGM Nevada ain't BetMGM.
It's a different MGM, but I wonder if you could do. I haven't checked.
I don't know.
I just heard this last night. I was like, wow, they're having also Survivors and a certain contest on that site too.
Do we know? I probably should ask this off air and probably figure out the answer before I say this out loud. But do we know why DraftKings is able to do interstate stuff, but Circa isn't?
I really don't.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I tell you that's a very good and that was really nice of James to tell you that. Because the more entries in, if they have guarantees, which they do have guarantees. I see the guarantees. We can get on the app here, Beans, that you could see the guarantees. They have guarantees on their things. So it's nice of James to even share that. And now that I'm putting it out there on the airwaves, I'm sure he's going to love it.
The interesting thing was James was like, oh, yeah, there's going to be an overlay. But then I had Johnny Avello on a day where the audio was all jacked.
Right.
But we had him on, and he seemed to indicate
no overlay.
That there wouldn't be an overlay. Yeah. So I don't know. There was some incongruence between what you're able to see as the entries and what Johnny had available.
I mean, we have to remember here, too. I just showed someone that pie chart yesterday. You have to remember, DraftKings and FanDuel and MGM, they're out there. They're out. They have a lot of customers compared to the other sports books. So John might be right. They have a lot of people on that app. And that's a season-long contest. It gives you action every week. It's a fun thing to do to have to be involved in contests that you have action every week without gambling on the weekly games.
It's so great.
Isn't it great?
It's and Survivor's.
I used to not like NFL. I love NFL season now.
Yeah.
I love NFL season.
I feel bad that I stifled you asking me if you wanted to do an entry together when I said
I was going to ask, and he said, I won't. I don't want to give my piece of
I'll do one with you, Bill.
No, I know. Awesome. Good stuff. Look forward to the reality show with you.
Bill Krakenberger, yes. We'll talk about that in the coming weeks. Bill Krakenberger, right here on A Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Enjoy. Lombardi Line is next.